Understanding and abiding in the fear of the Lord is an essential kingdom concept that we all need to understand. For walking in this concept is beneficial to both the believer and the unbeliever alike. However, the word fear in the phrase brings about many various emotions and has caused many people to either quickly justify it away or to ignore the concept altogether. The world that we live in runs on various degrees of fear, and likewise, most people are all too familiar with living under manageable levels of fear. We may use a different name, such as our stress level, but it really comes down to living under and being motivated by a degree of fear. We know that fear is not an attribute of God. Rather, it is an attribute of the world or of the devil. Yet from early on, we learn to be motivated by levels of fear, even considering this to be normal. For example, fear of heights, fear of death, fear of rejection, etc. The list is almost endless. Having all this to deal with, now we are faced yet with thinking that we might need to somehow fear God too, so we generally either redefine the concept or just end up ignoring it. Thus, we craft clever, vain philosophies as a healthy fear, a reverent fear, or simply being in awe of God. This book will make the kingdom concept of the fear of the Lord clear. Scripture tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and understanding, that it is clean, enduring forever, and that it is also for our own benefit. The book first defines what the phrase the fear of the Lord means by looking at the scriptures, pointing out what they say and what they don't say. For the definition of the fear of the Lord is only to hate and flee from evil, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Then addressed is the common but wrong teaching of the fear of the Lord that has led the body of Christ, the earthly church, astray to not placing an importance on the concept of hating evil and fleeing from evil, thus showing the reader that it is all about kingdom concepts, the kingdom of darkness versus the kingdom of light, pointing to the scriptural concept of walking in the light as he is in the light, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Equivalent New Testament concerns are then covered, and kingdom issues are further expounded upon, emphasizing what Jesus said that broad is the way that leads to destruction, and narrow is the way which leads unto life. Then to give this teaching a practical application of how we can position ourselves to abide in the fear of the Lord, we take a look at how Scripture defines what evil is. This all nicely comes together and gives us further understanding of how we can make it all happen and begin to walk in the fear of the Lord. Therefore, let us begin our study so we can reap all the benefits of abiding in the fear of the Lord. It is my hope that this short teaching will give you a proper understanding of what the fear of the Lord is, and you will then be able to grow in wisdom, understanding, and in your relationship with the Lord.